now time for Save Water Santa Fe with your host, Christine Chavez. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Esteban. How are you doing today?
The anticipation is building for the Next Generation Water Summit. The thought leadership that takes place in the conversations by you and our city officials is exciting, and I'm so happy that it's right around the corner. How are you doing, Christine?
Well, I'm really, I can't believe that it's only 2 weeks away. You know, as you can imagine, there's so much happening right now to just put all these final pieces into place. But all the hard work is mostly done, and we're looking forward to a really great event.
Fabulous. Well, I know you have a friend that we've had on the program before, so I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to you.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Esteban, and thanks everybody for listening this morning to Save Water Santa Fe. We're continuing our conversations about the Next Generation Water Summit, which is coming up on June 5th and 6th, a little bit more than 2 weeks away. And today in the studio, we have Council Romero Worth, and I'm really, really super excited to have her on the show today and to have her be part of the Next Generation Water Summit. So good morning, Councilor. How are you today?
Good morning, Christine. Thank you for having me. It's been a while since I've been on this program, but you're right. It's a busy time of year in water related subjects. Lots of exciting things to talk about and to let people know. And yeah, happy to be here.
Great. So, you know, we've been talking a little bit about this summit. We've had speakers on. We've talked about our community tours that are coming up on that Saturday, June 7th. But I wanted to just kind of dive in a little bit into the summit itself and what it means for, the city, water conservation staff, to public officials. You know, there's so much to gain. I was on another radio show yesterday with Miles Conway, and it was interesting because as a staff member, as just a professional in the field, I'm super, super excited about all the different sessions that we brought in. And having been part of the sponsorship, or having sponsored this event and being part of the planning committee, we were able to really bring in programs and speakers that we want to learn from, you know? And so I think that really kind of continues to put us ahead of the game. We're always thinking ahead and we're learning from the best, and we're able to kind of take that information and move with it right away.
Yeah, and I think this will be the second year that it's at the state capitol, which is always a wonderful venue. And the hybrid program that has been put together really allows us to take advantage of folks locally and folks regionally and further away. And it's a great opportunity for all of us to come together and to share ideas and to learn about kind of new trends and bring those home for the work that we're doing on a day-to-day basis in the city. So I agree, this is a really incredible opportunity. And you should tell folks about, it's free to city and county members to attend certain aspects of it. So it would be good to let folks know. I'm sure you have been continuing to get that message out.
Right. So as part of the city sponsorship, first of all city employees can attend this event in person at the Roundhouse, which is great. We're getting a lot of people signing up and really interested, you know, because we cover topics beyond water conservation. It's sustainable building. It's, you know, different codes that are going to support, you know, restrictions that may come in the future. I mean, there's the Energy Water Innovation Panel that talks about how we're always saving water, even in energy efficiency, and, you know, how we can connect those two pieces together. So city employees are coming for free. We've signed up, I think, about 35 so far. But as part of the sponsorship, all city and county residents can attend the event virtually free of charge. And part of, I think, the benefit of that is that anybody who registers has access to all of the sessions for 30 days after the event. And so it gives, all of our residents a chance to pick and choose and watch at their own leisure, you know, the sessions that they're really, really interested in. But we do encourage everyone, of course, to to join us, you know, at the Roundhouse if they can. And more information on that at the nextgenerationwatersummit.com.
Yeah, exciting. And it's the, is am I right, like the seventh year?
This is the eighth year that the series has sponsored this event. I can't believe that.
I know. It's just crazy. And every year, I think, you know, it's had different themes and different folks who've come. And then you and I and our interim public utilities director, Dr. Jesse Roach, are doing a panel. And we've done that panel several years in a row. And it's just a great opportunity to be able to hear questions from folks about what they're interested in, to share our knowledge, what we know, just, you know, get information out there and develop better understanding about what's happening in the area of water conservation. And as you just touched on, energy efficiency and how that nexus with water, which is something you've been very interested in and which the summit concentrated on last year. So that's a kind of a developing theme and level for us to be focusing attention on. So,
yeah, so we're super excited. We have two different tracks with the summit. We have the national track, which really ties in some of these bigger issues, you know, that everybody is really interested in. But on Friday, we have a local track. And I think in that track, we're really trying to bring in information that we constantly get questions on. We have Jesse Roach, who's going to be giving a presentation that's very similar to the What's Up with Water webinar that he just completed last week. We had so many questions and there was so much interest that we decided that we better bring that to the summit and, you know, broaden it a little bit and try to really get at those questions that our residents are really, really asking of us, you know, relative to whether there's going to be a rate increase. You know, what's the status of the wastewater treatment plant? Where's the water for these, you know, new apartment buildings that are coming up? You know, all those things he's going to address really well in that presentation. And then, as you mentioned, we have the panel together. It's that afternoon, and it will be, you know, the three of us, Jesse, yourself, and me, and we'll be sort of giving the audience a chance to ask those questions of us, you know, in a different forum. So, you know, for everybody, the point of the Next Generation Water Summit, the reason why we sponsor it is because we get, you know, professional development, but we also really try to bring that education to our community. You know, we try to address those questions and we try to bring that information and we just try to, you know, bring that education along.
Right. And I think, you know, everybody's concerned. We've had a dry winter. And as we move into the spring and summer, or out of the spring and into the summer, you know, folks are interested in our water supply and the work that's going on to make sure that the water, that the community has the water to, you know, to live. And there's a lot of work that goes on year in and year out. We have that presentation that Jesse Roach, our interim public utilities director, did last week, I believe, on What's Up with Water, is available on the city's website. And is I think a really good overview of this work and touches on the concerns that people have and how we're going about addressing getting the information out, but also just addressing the issues and making sure that we have what we need to thrive and to live in this special place.
So for everybody listening, we are talking to Councilor Romero-Worth and the Next Generation Water Summit. We're going to take a short break and be back in just a few moments.
Water is life, and the future of our water is in our hands. Join us for the 8th Annual Next Generation Water Summit, happening June 5th and 6th at the New Mexico State Capitol Building. This premier event brings together leaders, innovators, builders, and everyday citizens to explore solutions that make our communities more resilient in the face of climate change. This year's focus is climate resilience, and it's more than a buzzword. It's about preparing our homes, our cities, and our ecosystems for a future where every drop counts. From cutting-edge technology technologies and smart building strategies to water conservation, equity and infrastructure, and sustainable land use planning, this summit covers it all. Whether you're in construction, design, policy, education, or simply passionate about protecting our environment, the Next Generation Water Summit is your opportunity to connect, learn, and lead. Registration is now open at nextgenerationwatersummit.com. That's nextgenerationwatersummit.com. Join the movement, shape the future, be part of the solution.
And we're back with Save Water Santa Fe and Christine Chavez and Councillor Carol Romero-Worth.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. And, you know, I wanted to just spend this next half of the show talking about the city's Water Conservation Committee. You know, I've had the wonderful privilege of working alongside you on this committee work. And for me, it's one of the most favorite parts of my job. You know, we get to work with such passionate people. They're really dedicated. They come in willing to work. This is not a passive, committee by any means. They're always wanting to keep pushing us forward. And so I wanted to just talk a little bit about, you know, the Water Conservation Committee and your experience in leading that. You know, I think everybody has heard now that, you will be leaving the city in your capacity as a city councilor. And, I think we're all still trying to take that in. I mean, you've been such a leader on the waterfront. And personally, you know, I've just learned so much from you. And I'm really, I haven't accepted it yet. I haven't really swallowed it that you won't be serving in that capacity. So I'm a little bit in denial, but I thought it would be great to kind of just reflect on that a little bit.
Yeah, thank you, Christine. You're making me emotional now. It was a really hard decision. It's a relief to have made one. But the work that I have been doing with you and with others across the city will be really difficult to leave. And I too am coming to terms with that. So I appreciate the sentiment, because I think it is a tough one. The Water Conservation Committee is a terrific group of people. They are members of the community. They come from different backgrounds. They have different professional skill sets that they are coming together to help us as we think about what more we can do in water conservation. And there is more that can be done. And I think the other thing that's really important is that it's an opportunity for them to better understand at a much deeper level what our water situation is and how we plan and move towards the future. So I really see them as our water ambassadors, both what we're giving them that they can then help the community understand, but then also what they give us and how they help us as we are starting to do the work of developing the 5-year water conservation plan, which will be the focus of the committee in the coming months. And under your leadership, I just have so enjoyed working with you, and I'm happy to have this opportunity to pull together this plan, which will be really important. And we have a couple of folks who are leaving the committee. They've termed out, so we'll have some new spots. New members that we are actively looking for candidates to interview. The mayor makes those appointments, and we are particularly looking for community members out of city council districts 3 and 4, and just to make work. We try our best to get balance on the committee in terms of people in different parts of the city and also with different skill sets. So there's a number of different filters that we look for when we evaluate candidates. So definitely want to give the plug for folks, if you're interested in water and water conservation, in having a say in that work, and also just learning more, we'd encourage you to apply. And Christine, I know you can maybe talk about the water conservation plan and how that's going to be unfolding, and we'll be doing a public outreach to get the public's input on that, but there'll be a huge committee component too. So exciting time to be on this committee.
It really is. And it's interesting how things have sort of come full circle. You know, when I first started at the city about nine years ago, this committee was really instrumental in sort of helping us organize our efforts. You know, when I got here, we knew we had been doing so much. You know, we knew we were nationally recognized. We were really busy with a bunch of different programs, but we weren't really quantifying our efforts or organizing them in a way where we could really focus on the work. And so one of the first things that this committee worked on was creating a scorecard. And the scorecard was a really great opportunity to really try to figure out what we wanted to focus on, how we were going to measure whether or not it was successful, and then how we were going to get the public involved in that effort. And so that was part of the public outreach we did for our plan rewrite back then. And we received over 2,100 pieces of public input that we integrated into not only the scorecard, but the plan itself. And so it was a really great opportunity, I think, for us to really create our focus and to be transparent with the public. You know, that was one piece that came out. They wanted us to put on our website what we were working on, what our progress was, how they could, you know, continue to stay involved. And so that process has really been great. I think it's this past 8 years, you know, we've had a lot of public and community support, and we get a lot of really great ideas. And they all kind of come together in the Water Conservation Committee, you know, where we break out into different groups and we work on, you know, commercial water conservation, outdoor water conservation, you know, or whatever's needed at that moment. And so the focus now is, you know, now we've evolved even more to include a lot of really technical tools that the city has invested in. And so water conservation is sort of undergoing a little bit of a transition. You know, we're trying to really merge together that community-driven, you know, approach with sort of these data-driven tools that really define really effective targets for us. And so this fall, we will be going out for a lot of public input, and the committee is really helping us put all of that together. And now might be a great time just to give a shout out to our two newest members. We have Abby Feldman and Lori Rochelle, and they jumped right in. They're already on a subcommittee. They're already, you know, just very involved. And so it just goes to show, you know, what a great group it is, and, you know, how active people really become once they get involved in the issues.
Yeah, and I think all of that history, that work, the development of the scorecard and also just the continuing work on the water conservation plan has been so important because of the community's belief in and strong support for water conservation efforts, understanding that has to be a part of our community values when we live in such a arid place where we do see fluctuations in, this winter we had a very dry winter. Last summer we had a very wet summer. So we see these, you know, it's not a steady state, and we have to be prepared to deal with the fluctuations that we see. And the planning is super important. And then just, you know, really appreciate the community's support for water conservation values and believing in that so much, because it's so critical for our sustained future. So important work.
It really is. I mean, and it really does. It's a very big part of the water conservation program and what we do. Like, everything that we work on goes through this committee for discussion and for vetting. And it's a really great opportunity to see how this information sort of lands on the public's ears. It gives us a chance to refine that message or make it clearer, clarify different parts. But it's just such a great piece too for us to take city pieces of work and, you know, kind of get their feedback on it. And so if you're interested, if any of our listeners are interested in applying to be a committee member on the Water Conservation Committee, you can contact me directly. And, you know, you can find my information on the website, savewatersantafe.com. So, Councilor Merworth, I know it's interesting. You've been so busy these last couple months. You know, we just went through budget hearings. I feel like you're carrying a couple different things through right now that are huge. One of them is the Green Building Code that, you know, really is aligned closely with the water conservation program and efforts. Are there any other big pieces of legislation or things that you want to talk about?
Yeah, I mean, so the Green Building Code, we have not yet introduced that. It's still being, the work about what we want to do has been done, but now it needs to be put into bill form. And it's a technical piece of legislation. It's a lengthy bill, and it is taking some time to pull that all together. It also had to be reviewed by the land office. I know that our contractors with the city who put those concepts together, vetted them with various stakeholders. That took some time. It's now being put into bill form, and the city attorney's office will take a look at it to make sure that, you know, when you're passing a new law, making changes to ordinances, to city law, you know, you want to make sure you get it right. So we're taking the time to do that. I am very hopeful that that bill will be introduced here in the coming weeks. And it's really critical work for making sure that we continue to build in ways that are sustainable. We know we need to grow. We know we have to add housing because of our other goal in making Santa Fe a place that's affordable to live in and that can support the people who work here. So when we're growing, we want to make sure that we have the standards in place to be super efficient with how we use water in this community, continuing that value. And so that's really important piece of legislation that I'm looking forward to bringing, and I think we'll be talking about the Next Generation Water Summit, but, you know, I'd be very happy when we actually get that bill introduced. But there's been a lot of work going on to get to that moment. So there's also a bill currently in front of the council on the water rates for, so we've through staff analysis, we understand that we need to raise wastewater rates and water rates to support really critical infrastructure needs that we have. We have not been keeping up with inflation, and that bill is currently moving through the council committees and will be approved, I hope, very soon with the governing body. So two pieces of important legislation, a couple other things coming forward that when they're ready, we'll talk about. But it's a busy time. So good to stay current and keep in touch, because there's a lot going on.
Great. So again, if you are interested in learning more about, you know, these issues, these topics, the Next Generation Water Summit, please register today, nextgenerationwatersummit.com, and, you know, learn from lots of different professionals on lots of different topics that are very, very relevant to the city of Santa Fe. And then come join us on Friday for the panel where we can answer your questions in person. It's hard to believe it's 2 weeks away. You know, we have the summit. It is a very busy time, I think, across the board on many other different fronts, you know, with outreach and whatnot. But the summit is the biggest thing, and we really encourage you to sign up to join us. And then on Saturday the 7th, we do have a series of community tours that we've been talking about on the show. But just as a quick reminder, we will have in front of 801 San Mateo, the main water division building. We're going to start off that day at 9 o'clock with the Water Conservation Office and many of our partners. We're going to be giving away shutoff nozzles, seeds. There's a raffle for some rain barrels, some buckets where you can collect your gray water and use it on your outdoor landscape. And then following that, there's going to be a drip irrigation workshop at Firebird, led by Kelly Mace, which is, you know, he's an expert. I think he has his own following of people. And then that afternoon, we'll be at Plants of the Southwest, where we're going to have a plant and tree selection workshop. And that day, any of our attendees can get 10% off any of their plants that day. So there's a lot coming up.
Yeah, and a lot of information that you'll have available, too. I know we've been working on, you know, as people are planting, making sure they're planting things that are drought tolerant, that low water use, you know, making sure we're planting the right kind of trees in this environment. So lots of that kind of information is available, not only on the website, but will be available during these demonstrations and gatherings.
Wonderful. Well, Kelsha Meriworth, it's really been a pleasure having you on the show today. Are there any last words you would like to leave with our listeners today?
No, I just really encourage people to stay tuned. There's a lot going on. The What's Up with Water, the Water Division's also put out their annual report for 2024. That's available on the city's website. You know, if you're interested in joining the Water Conservation Committee, reach out to Christine and stay tuned, because there is, as we've talked about, a lot going on.
Wonderful. And again, Kelsha Meriworth, we just really want to thank you from the bottom of our hearts for all of your hard work, your dedication, your passion on the issues, and really on the waterfront. You really have been such a strong leader for us, and we've moved so many things forward in your tenure. So just thank you. Thank you very, very much. We're so appreciative. Well,
thank you. And I'm not retiring. I'm just going to transition to other things. So we'll figure out new ways to work and continue making progress in this area. So I appreciate it, though. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, everybody, for listening to Save Water Santa Fe today. For more information about the city's water conservation efforts, please visit SaveWaterSantaFe.com. And I hope you all have a wonderful day.